According to Taoist tradition, in the beginning of mankind, our ancestors had the capacity of controlling their sexuality spontaneously. Moreover, they could control their emotions and sexual fluids at will. Unfortunately, this capacity disappeared because their overall level of spirituality decreased. Find out more in this interesting article entitled "The Automatic Control of the Ejaculation." Next, learn about a secret method of squeezing, which will help you to avoid ejaculation. We meditate today on the state of attention and lucidity. Valentino and Tiger Lily will be here to keep you company.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. The Automatic Mental Control over Ejaculation, Part 1. According to the Taoist tradition, in the beginning of mankind, our ancestors had the capacity of controlling their sexuality spontaneously. Furthermore, they could control their emotions and sexual fluids at will. Unfortunately, this capacity disappeared because the overall level of spirituality decreased. People lost this ability because they became obsessed with attaining and obtaining pleasure at all costs and through all means, overstressing sexuality, discovering alcohol, drugs, etc. Nonetheless, one may regain this ability by training the mind to prevent the external flow of sexual energy. The key is the practice of the Great Ascension until you will be able to practice it spontaneously. In this moment, the sexual essence will ascend continuously to the crown of the head, activating the golden lotus, known as Shahasrara. In this process of automatic mental control, the pineal gland, located on the subtle level of Ajna Chakra, is the most important element as it connects the sexual glands located at the level of Svadhisthana Chakra with the brain. The greatest benefit in the practice of the Great Ascension is that after 6 to 21 months of practice, or after 10,000 exercises performed, you will be able to direct the energy upwards through a simple mental command, whether you sit, talk, or stand. If you can channel the energy and keep the gate closed for a week, you have begun to have real control over the sexual energy. At this stage, focus on the crown of the head, the pineal gland, and on the process of sublimation of the sexual energy through the spine. Some people who practice this exercise too often or incorrectly may experience a stinging sensation in the area of the heart. In order to ease this pain, you may drink some tea with honey or massage the anterior part of the body, from the upper part to the navel, where the energy is easier to deposit. If you cannot unblock the energy from the heart area, breathe freely and use your mental power to unblock the energy from the perineum area. Inhale and focus from what Taoists refer to as Hu Yin, the gate of life and death, upwards, to the crown of the head and then downwards, to the middle of the forehead known as Ying Tang. Focus on this area for a while. When the energy goes through the area of the heart, try to think that it flows like a waterfall, accumulating at the level of the navel. Performing this simple and effective exercise of visualization for 9 to 36 times and directing the energy will get rid of the stinging sensation. The Automatic Mental Control over Ejaculation, Part 2. Finally, you will be able to control your sexual impulse through your will alone. Even at night, when you become erect, you may channel the energy upwards, decreasing the erection and not having to experience the unpleasant sensation of nocturnal pollutions. The mind and the sexual energy are closely related. Through perseverant practice, you will be able to control your sexuality just as easily as you control your arms. Nonetheless, in order to understand the depth of these truths, it is necessary to practice. Get rid of the rigid, dogmatic ideas and find a new way of understanding and experiencing life. Be open and brave. Practice this technique until you get results. The time required for this depends on you alone. Some people will get results faster, others harder. But the key still is, and will always be, practice. Notes. Number 1. It is possible that a few days after you get the first results with this technique, to also experience pain in huiyin or in the penis. This is a normal thing, and it will only happen for a short period of time. The mind orders the muscles to contract and to push back the fluid. This process requires a great amount of muscular force. Naturally, there will be pain in this area. Massage huiyin and try to relax your muscles. After a while, you will not experience any pain whatsoever. Number 2. If the body acquires a great quantity of energy, more than it is used to bear, there will be some less pleasant effects, such as a hot feeling throughout your body, nausea, headaches, stinging in different areas, and this usually happens where there are energetic blockages. Do not become worried. The practice of the Great Ascension aims at the purification of the body as well as to the accumulation of a greater quantity of energy. Asanas, mudras, pranayama techniques, diet, they all contribute individually and specifically to the accomplishment of your goal. You may find all these techniques in the Tantric Yoga section on our site. Number 3. In the final stages of mental control over sexual energy, you will no longer need to contract the jaws and the buttocks. Contract solely the urogenital diaphragm and the perineum. Number 4. In order to attain your goal sooner, keep in mind the idea that you may perform this exercise anytime you desire. While driving the car, watching a movie, or even while working. Contract the anterior part of the diaphragm, not the buttocks. Be perseverant and do this exercise until you are able to fully control your erection or your tendency to ejaculate through a simple mental command. Squeezing, a secret used to avoid ejaculation. Briefly, the squeezing method should be performed when the man feels like he is approaching the moment of ejaculation. He should then squeeze his penis hard, and in this way he will avoid ejaculating. This makes it possible to experience unlimited erotic pleasures, and was used in ancient times in China, Japan, and India. The method was rediscovered and emphasized by American sex specialists William Masters and Virginia Johnson. They used it in the treatment of premature ejaculation. So, let us examine it further. Squeezing makes intercourse last longer. If you try to learn more things about your penis, you will be able to feel more intense, longer, and fully controlled erotic sensations. Naturally, the penis is man's main erogenous zone, and it is extremely sensitive to touching and caressing. Yet, it has many mysteries. Some places are more sensitive than others. Delicate vibrations on the penis's glands, pinching of the urinary orifice, touching the region between the anus and the penis, the gentle massage of the testicles, these are all secrets of the Oriental art of love. In these, the Japanese discover not only pleasure points, but also healing points which, through acupressure, reflexology, and squeezing, certain emotional states and physical tensions could be removed. The squeezing technique is very valuable and, because of its simplicity, is accessible to every couple that wants to control their sexual energy. It is possible for one's erection to diminish during this, but that is not a problem, because it will come back to normal during intercourse. a remedy for early ejaculation and at the same time a method for practicing sexual continence. Squeezing is an exercise that must be realized gradually, first during manual and even oral caresses. Once control is obtained, the technique can be applied during intercourse. Thus, the penetration should be gradual and slow at first. This method also requires a constant mental awareness of the sensations that precede ejaculation. It is useful for men who have unpredictable ejaculations and for those who want to improve their erotic performances. Squeezing can be done in different ways. There are also many points on the penis that can be successfully stimulated. The ones situated on the penis's garland are the most suited to being pressed. Some sex specialists think that it is best for the entire penis's glands to be pressed between the thumb and the index finger. This kind of squeezing was used in India during ancient times. As a matter of fact, firm pressure on the base of the penis between the anus and scrotum is the most efficient way to stop ejaculation. So, without further delay, here is the method for preventing seminal emission. The three finger squeezing method. The three fingers method of seminal retention has been practiced in China for more than 5,000 years. It is so easy and simple that anyone can learn it quickly and with considerable effectiveness. The three finger squeezing essentially involves this. When the man feels that he is getting close to the ejaculatory orgasm, he has to press the midpoint between the anus and the scrotum to the three longest fingers of the right hand. This seals in the fluids and much of the energy. The actual practice. Number 1. Locate the point. Apply pressure at the midpoint between the anus and scrotum. This point, which lies at the very bottom of the torso, represents the physical projection of Mooladhara Chakra, which is a door through which the vital energy enters and leaves the body. Number 2. Apply pressure. Apply pressure, but not too hard or too soft. The proper amount of force will be found with experience. Generally speaking, the stronger the fingertips, the less pressure needs to be applied to hold the fluid. Number 3. Use three fingers. The passage through which the semen travels tends to slide away from one finger. Two fingers can't hold the tube and block it at the same time. The man has to use the second and fourth fingers to press both sides of the urethra and anchor it in place. Then the middle finger presses directly on the urethra itself, which doesn't slip away because it is pinned on both sides by the other two fingers. The fingers should be curved slightly. The middle finger should be a little more bent than the other two in order to provide a solid, even wall through which the fluid can't pass. Number 4. Timing. As soon as you feel the inevitability of ejaculation, apply the three finger squeezing method. If you wait too long, no force in the world can stop the flow of seminal fluid. When you know that ejaculation is imminent, apply the fingers. The lock should be applied before, during and after the contractions. Lock until you are certain that the pumping has completely stopped. Of course, you may ask, what happens with the semen in this case? Could locking the ejaculation produce me any kind of harm? The answer is simple. The net result of locking in the semen is that most of it flows back into the reservoirs from which it came. There is no harm whatsoever done to the bodily organs because the tissues in this region are highly elastic and accept the fluid which returns when you reverse the flow. It might seem that the seminal reservoir can hold the fluid beyond the maximum level. This would be true if the male reproductive system were a simple hose and a tank, but it is not. When the seminal fluid reaches a high level, several things happen. Number 1. The production of sperm automatically declines. This saves the energy and materials needed to produce the nutritionally rich sperm. Number 2. There is a natural tendency for the body to reabsorb the seminal fluid. Number 3. By using some simple physical exercises or by doing special meditations, all these methods will be presented on our site, by the way, the liquid sperm will be transmuted and the resultant energy will be sublimated into higher energy. For example, after successfully locking the seminal flow, a man could practice some Hatha Yoga postures in order to sublimate the seminal power up to the higher vital centers, or chakras, thereby reducing the pressure in the lower sperm ducts and the prostate glands. The interrupted urination technique. Your body transforms any sexual inhibitions and repressions into involuntary contractions of the genitals. Starting from this idea, specialists went back and realized that because of detensioning and the control obtained over the inferior belly muscles and genitals, there is a certain enrichment in the sexual and mental life of the person. The Taoists consider that the one who can control his urinary potential also gets control over his sexual potential. So here it is, a very simple and efficient method that will help you improve your ejaculation control. This method consists of divided urination, meaning urinating in very short jets, with a couple of seconds pause in between. The pause should be long enough to stop the urination completely. In the beginning, you may feel some thrills, most of them up your spine. They are nothing else but a manifestation of the transmuted sexual energy. A variation of this method is the so-called short urinary retention. When we need to urinate, we should relax the urinary sphincters and then contract them immediately, firmly, before the urine leaves the bladder. This method requires very good control and should be practiced at first only in the bathroom. There is no need to strain yourself because this technique should be realized gradually. It is very efficient and can turn the normal urination process into a part of our spiritual training in order to obtain control and harmonize the sexual energy and to maintain a state of perfect health and vigor.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of attention and lucidity. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the state of attention and lucidity. Let us begin.
Thank you.
you for joining us on Tantra FM. Until next time, have a great day.